Don't Be All Like Uncool, a way to deep dive into the shallowest people on the planet. I'm Elizabeth, and I'm not opening for this talentless fella. I'm James Kennedy. I'm playing Coachella. I also have a backup tagline. I called you a bandit joke, and now you're miffed. I don't care. I'm playing for Taylor Swift. I am also joined by my lovely friend and co-host, Mr. Alex Morant.
The only way to relax for Brit is to be away from Jax and get lit.
And we are joined by our third co-host and my sister, Miss Julia Baker.
If you come for me and my chicken, I will put you on a skewer.
Ooh. All right. Well, we have lots of shows. Should we just get right into it? Martha's Vineyard?
Yes.
All right. What do we think about the Summer and Jordan fight? Are we surprised that Summer is like the villain this year?
Yes, and you know why? Because even though her name is in the title of the show, I had forgotten she was a part of this show until the season began.
None of them, except for Bria, make a big enough splash for me to like make me say, oh, well, that's the villain. So I am
her
kind
and
of
Jasmine.
Like, yeah, those yeah. two and like Silas when he was on it. But Summer and Jordan are kind of like fun background characters, so I'm kind of not getting what either of them have to say. And I love that Preston is like the translator for everybody.
Yeah. I love that Alex tries being the one to kind of start the healing process.
Oh my gosh. Yes. We have to get into that.
Yeah, the way that turns on him is beautiful.
Shanice also went after Summer though. Do you think that Summer's worse than we think?
That's what I'm not getting. Like, I'm not seeing what they're seeing. So you guys aren't either?
No, not at all.
No.
Okay, can we get into Alex?
Yes. Yeah. Okay. So I love that Alex is trying to continue his brand at like Zen Buddhism soul searching by plotting Jordan for like her vulnerability regarding, you know, what she's going through. And I like that she turns that around and is like, that is your fucking fault that you didn't get to know me. Like, you don't get to praise me like that you're some enlightened person. I loved that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think Alex is really the sneaky villain.
I think his problem is that he just thinks there's something wrong with every woman in the cast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's a good point, Alex.
And to the point, like, he tries, he, like, really, like, points it out and makes it a huge issue when someone, like, kind of rumps him the wrong way. Or, like, he really tries to make the woman feel like they're crazy.
Yes. He is, like, a pretty standard gaslighter.
Yeah.
Like a fuckboy gaslighter. And that's such a good point. Like, well, no, I'm not sleeping with her and then not calling her back because I'm a fuckboy. It's because she took a picture of me.
Mm-hmm. And that's like stalker behavior, like Shanice.
He also said something this week, which gave, like, now we know who he is. He said, I don't understand how men have multiple wives, making me think he considered taking on multiple wives. So he just thinks he's God's gift to men. How dare he allow only one woman to enjoy him? And he's been like,
that would be
the
selfish.
Only solution is to have a band of women at my disposal. Yeah. Anyway.
But he seems to have gone the complete opposite direction. He seems to hate being around women at all.
Well, it's all or nothing, Alex.
It's true. No Noelle and Alex stuff this week.
I loved her conversation with her mom. Mm. Everybody on this cast has such a, like, crushing backstory. Mm-hmm. Like, they're all having fun, like, haha, neon party. And then they have some, my father abandoned me, or I have this autoimmune disease. Like, everybody has this, like, oh my mm-hmm. God, backstory.
Mm-hmm. And that dinner.
Except for Alex and Nick.
Yeah, the backstory dinner was so hard on everybody. Like,
yeah.
I would just be so emotionally, I was emotionally drained after watching it. I felt so bad for everyone.
Do we think Mariah is going to come, or do you think that Bria's random decision that she's mad again is going to hold up?
I think it depends on whether or not Jasmine reveals that she's pregnant next episode. Mm-hmm. I think that might be her fight, like last card that she uses.
I think everyone knows she's pregnant and they just don't care.
It's so Kyle Richards being gay. Nobody cares.
I feel like that would maybe make Bria. I don't know. Bria's weird. I feel like that would turn Bria. She'd be like, all right.
I can't believe her and Simon are still together. I'm going to be honest.
He doesn't want to visit
especially
her.
After that call that we heard them. I cannot go. Prices are doubled, tripled.
Yeah, he does not want to go to Martha's Vineyard.
Are we ready for Summer House, OG?
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. We're playing the game. Whose side are we on? And this has like a whose side are we on kind of asterisk on it, because I feel like we're kind of playing with a weighted score. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We're grading on a curve. I'm going to say Lindsay this week. But I don't know if I'm just like fighting for Lindsay to have any kind of...
I'm going to say Lindsay, but... Much like Carl, I was very confused by what exactly she was trying to tell him at the end of the episode. Because it was wobbling between, like, babe, you gotta go back to Loverboy. And, like, no, if you do that, that'll be bad. Like, it wasn't that clear to me. I think that Carl needs to start telling her stuff, obviously. I'm happy that
he's
finally
like
brought
scared
up Loverboy to her. But,
to
like,
tell
I see why
things.
He could be potentially confused by when he brings these things up to her.
Yeah.
I'm 100% Team Lindsay. And this is why.
Yeah.
It's because when we did the flashback from last week when Carl says, I'm going to do a sober sports bar. And Lindsay's like, mm-hmm. no. The reason mm-hmm. is, and then Carl said this week, like, I have to really, like, think hard before I approach Lindsay with an idea, and I have to like really think about how she's going to respond. Zero thought mm-hmm. went into the sober sports bar. He didn't look at numbers. He didn't chart it out. He didn't do any research. And then he blames
Julia,
her.
This was the thought process. I should start a sober sports bar. Mm-hmm. Hey, Lindsay. Yeah. I want to start.
Yeah, it felt like he came up with it in that scene.
So he didn't think about it. And I feel like if he came with a binder, or as Steven did when he got back Lindsay a couple seasons ago with a PowerPoint, like if he mm-hmm. showed any initiative, I think Lindsay would have been open to it. I think she's frustrated because she's calling bullshit.
And we've all had a friend or like a partner or a cousin or, you know, a roommate who was like, I'm going to start my own candle making mm-hmm. business, or I'm going to start like B&B. And then you're like, well, and they're like, when we're going to make homemade pies every day. And you're like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like those kind of conversations are fun to having like when you're drunk mm-hmm. and waiting for your food to come to the table or something like that. But that's really frustrating when you're relying on that person's pipe dream for income.
Especially on Bravo. How many pipe dreams are better thought out throughout the franchises? Like how many candle smelling parties have we been to? Like we are mm-hmm. used mm-hmm. to be given some semblance of bullshit business plans, and Carl came with a sentence.
And people can make the B&B with pies happen. People can do it. Carl is not one of those people.
No, Carl loves talking.
Mm-hmm. He does. And know what? Another point for Lindsay. Why? Okay, bullshit. Bullshit. Because Carl says, oh, I have to like tiptoe around Lindsay. I can't tell her when I want to because I'm so scared of what she might say. So he tells her at a party when she's drunk?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I will say though, I'm more confused than ever as to how Lindsay feels about Kyle. I really like, there's been no like clear read on like how she does feel, if she does want Kyle at the wedding. I don't know. What do you think about that? How do you think she feels about Kyle? Is it just Carl projecting, or does she really, really not want Carl to go back to Loverboy?
I think Carl complained that he was taken advantage of at Loverboy, and Lindsay
believed
was
him.
His advocate.
Like a good partner.
So hates him on her partner's behalf. That makes sense.
Yeah. And
then she's like, what the fuck?
And I think Kyle and Lindsay, they had summer houses together before the show. Like they are the reason the show exists. I think they go way back, and I think they'll always have each other's back.
Also, I'm sorry, but Carl says that he's mad that Lindsay doesn't believe in him, that he can get a job, but it's been a year and he hasn't had a job. And Lindsay says on the after show, we hired a job coach and that went nowhere. So basically, you had a job, you quit it, you hired $20,000 worth of a job coach to go back to the job that the only reason that he would go back to Lover Boy is because Kyle handed it to him on a silver platter.
And created the product for him.
When, Julia, yes, because when we saw that Lover Boy was doing non-alcoholic, I was like, oh my gosh, so it was a collaboration with Carl. Mm-hmm. When Kyle pulled that out of the box to show, I was shocked. Like, this had nothing to do with Carl.
In Carl's defense, though, it does help Leverboy that Carl does go and do the meet and greets with Kyle. Like, Carl is a value add. So, but yeah, but Carl is not a value add for Lindsay.
But this is the B&B with pies. Yeah. Somebody handed him the key to the B&B and
This is Jack's sports bar.
Yes. Jack's a Buca de Beppo. Actually, Dury put more effort into the room at Buca de Beppo than Carl has into Leverboy. So you win this round, Dury. I knew that it was going to be a bad Carl and Lindsay episode because Amanda and Kyle are liking each other. And for some reason, Summer House can only have one happy couple at a time.
It's true.
Also, Kyle.
Danielle's trying to make an unhappy couple.
Danielle. Yeah. Good God.
Yes.
Why does she think that she has any legs to stand on? Like, talk about glass houses.
I think she thought Kyle was going to back her up there.
Kyle looked horrified. Kyle was like, nope. Danielle doesn't know Craig at all. But
think about it. Like, Kyle brings up, hey, so Craig was saying that, like, maybe there's some doubts in the relationship. And Danielle's like, oh, great. That's the great opener for me to also talk shit. And then Kyle's like, oh, I'm stepping away.
Yeah, and then Kyle got to look like a good boy.
Yeah.
Kyle finally made it on Amanda's phone. She videotaped him and his alien self running around the yard. So, there.
Yeah, I'm confused as to why they all thought that was the best thing ever. But, hey, you know.
I thought it was funny.
They're like, look at this. Sierra
once
again proving she's a secret freak.
Oh my god,
with her avatar thing. I was like, there's a reason why I think she's like such a weirdo, and then I remember the avatar thing.
I think that she's proving that she's so beautiful that, like, while these girls are trying to look cute, she's like, I'm gonna try to make myself as ugly as possible. Now, did we see, and I know we can stop talking about it if that was in the preview, was West saying, I called you my alien girlfriend? She's like, I'm not your girlfriend. Was that in the, promo, in the promo, or was that this week. Episode?
Yeah.
That's okay, then we're going to have to put a pin in it.
I know. I'm really curious to see how that plays out. But they're both so drunk, I don't know how it's going to play. Also, shout out to the Teletubby, the purple Teletubby at that party, because that was amazing. That was someone who understood the assignment. I just, like, every time they showed him, I laughed out loud.
Also, shout out to the ghost of Summer House Past. You know, we've talked about, like, Alex and Chris, the former one-hit wonders of the show. And I could picture Alex's face. I could not picture Chris at all. And then here he was.
It was Paige giving him, like, a half acknowledgement that made me think, was he on this cast before?
All right, what do we want to do next? The Valley or Vanderpump?
Ooh, the Valley.
All right, the Valley. So Michelle is secretly evil.
Yeah.
Wishing that Kristen wasn't pregnant was pretty bad. You could think that. I would not say that on television.
She apologized for it, though, publicly.
Oh, did she? Really?
Yeah, she's getting roasted.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I had a thought while watching this season. I feel like we're going to get... I mean, it's already happening, but, like, the season's going to be pretty destructive for a lot of these relationships, obviously. For a lot of these people, obviously. How many people do you think are going to drop out of next season of this show?
No one. Because you can't.
You really?
Yeah, because they've sacrificed so much. They're too pot invested. It's already ruined their marriage. They're sure as hell going to get their paycheck. It took Stassi years of therapy to not be a part of this cast.
If season two is like a fully divorced cast.
It would be hilarious.
We already got Jax and Brittany. Michelle and Jesse.
Who's next, Alex?
I think Nia and Childhood Star will still be together.
I do too.
Be together. I think Janet is like the secret Janet? Villain, and not even the not so secret.
Janet's a secret
show.
Villain too.
She's the not so secret though. I think that she's very obviously the villain, but they're being kind to her right now until the baby comes.
I need Janet next season because I think she'll be super messy when she's not with child. And I think that right now she's being sweet to her husband. I think it's going to be nasty next season. She's going to walk all over him. Like she does now, but like meanly.
All right. Are we ready to talk about Michelle and the director?
Yes. Okay. Alex, who do you think are the directors? I want Alex to guess first.
So the immediate thought when you're thinking of like directors that people would know. Uh-huh. And like they're clearly saying
who
like,
hangs out in West Hollywood,
and they're saying like who they're calling them by like a word, so it's like familiar enough of a name,
right? Mm-hmm. It's like Cher like their last or Beyonce. Name.
So when the first thing that comes to mind is like Tarantino, mm-hmm. and I was like, but obviously not. And then like I googled like to see if anyone had confirmed anything, and everyone was guessing Tarantino or Michael Bay.
Elizabeth so Alex raise.
Yeah,
everybody on Reddit is speculating that. What are we basing this off of? The words that Jax said. But then somebody was like, but there's no way Jax knows any other directors besides Michael Bay and Tarantino.
That's hilarious. Oh, just who do you think
so
it is?
That might be well, I mean, kind of based on that, I feel like one or the other, but I also don't trust Jax to like have any information or remember anything besides those two people.
Yeah.
I feel like it's Tarantino though.
Which would be insane because he is like married. I don't know. It'd be like, that'd be a huge bombshell thing if that was true. Who did you think, Julia?
I thought initially, but I don't think he's a director. I think he's a producer. But I thought it was Randall.
Oh, that would be too much. That would be too much. We can't do that. That crossover episode would kill me.
He is a director, though.
I'm going to be really mad if it's somebody like, oh, splash, blah, blah. And then we see like some random D-list movie that we've never seen. Like, it better be a Tarantino.
I think there's a director named Mick G. That's who I think it might be.
What?
That's Alex's guess. Okay. He made like Charlie's Angels.
Oh, see.
And a bunch of like movies from that
would
time.
Jax know that, though?
I think Jax would know it. Jax actually. Because back when I like followed him on Twitter, he was like a big movie guy.
Oh.
He knew a lot of movies. Him and Shep would like talk about movies on Twitter.
I have to know. This is killing me.
We will find out.
Speaking of the pool party where this was divulged, I thought it was hilarious that when they asked Jesse, how's therapy going? He was like, not great. But none of these people actually go to therapy. So you're not great, not real therapy isn't going well.
Yeah.
This
and when you talk about like
doomed.
It not going great, like what we saw was her just like opening up and being honest with him. It's like not going great.
I know. It's about stupid things. And she's like, I haven't felt loved by you. Like, no, this is not stupid. I did really like on to the girls' side, have Nina had her postpartum depression compo. I thought that was really cool that she shared, you know, what's happening in her life. And I kind of have a conspiracy theory about what happened with she got whisked away.
Oh, totally.
Because I thought that was kind of like, you think that was a fake text,
yeah, I
Julia?
Think this is Carrie something bad or Charlotte something bad happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with you. I think that she started talking about PPD, couldn't get out of that funk, and either told Danny, like went to the bathroom, was like, text me, or just straight up made up a lie.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Because I think that they would have had more of a, I can't believe he's not letting you have a night away mm-hmm. conversation. And they didn't do that at all. So I think that it was a, I got to get out of here.
Yeah.
Especially because we saw her in her talking head do a, I got to get out of here.
And Brittany's like,
do you think Danny got out of going to the pool party because he was afraid of getting pantsed again?
Yes.
That pool has some trauma for poor Danny.
Also, Brittany gets a little turned up.
Brittany.
To leave a vomit bag in your driveway.
That was wild. Like, I was on Brittany's side until the vomit
and
bag.
And like, even when I'm like the drunkest of drunk, I'll wake up and I will always have my wallet, my sunglasses, and my cell phone. Like, I keep it together even if I cannot remember
Kristen's
what
the
I
one
did.
Who left her entire wallet.
Yeah, but that's like a day in the life. But I feel like if I were drunk, I would have held on to my bag. I wouldn't have left it in the driveway.
But that was the next day, Julia. That was the craziest thing. She should have been sober driving from the all the way from Malibu back to the valley.
That's bad.
Where did this bag come from?
Oh, she had it in the car.
She threw up
in the car in the back and then just left it
on the
driveway.
Poor Janet. Can you imagine being
7 months
pregnant? So sober with a, like, you know when alcohol, like, you can smell it coming out of people's skin?
Yeah.
With a vomiting Brittany who keep – why did they pull off the road to throw it away? Why did it make it home?
Janet's a warrior, and that's why next season Janet is going to be so good.
It's so crazy that Brittany hasn't had sex in 1.5 months, but we sure as hell know that's not the same number as Jax would
also
give.
Also, the 1.5 months is a lie because we know it's been years.
Three.
Yeah.
All right. Are we ready for Vanderpump?
Yes.
Yes.
Vanderpump Rules calling Bethany's podcast some podcast. The entire episode gave me life.
Well, there's no way Andy Cohen's going to let them utter their words B, so.
Yes.
Or the letter B, I guess.
I guess we got to talk about the Rachel stuff first. I love that Tom is traumatized that Rachel ended his cycle of replacing previous girlfriends by, like, cheating on them, gaslighting them, and then just cycling them through. Mm-hmm.
So profound, Elizabeth. Great observation. That's what really has him so upset. I do like when he's crying to Schwartz. Schwartz is like, you've known this is over. Like, Schwartz is so
what are we doing?
Sandoval. Also, why is Sandoval so hell-bent on getting Schwartz to move in with him?
I think he can't afford – well, I don't know because, like, okay, so you can't afford the house.
But then he wants him to get a different house with him.
Why doesn't he just move into Schwartz's house?
Why?
Schwartz's North Hollywood apartment.
Okay, Alex. You live in Burbank.
Yeah.
Schwartz's apartment does not look like $4,500. It should not cost that. Is that standard or is he paying like a crazy amount?
North Hollywood is becoming pretty big, right? I wouldn't be surprised.
Also, like, what are the amenities there? Is there a pool? Is there a gym? Like, what do we got going for us?
Yeah, it could be a big
complex.
Apartment complex. There's a lot of new big apartment complexes in North Hollywood. So I wouldn't be surprised, but it looks more like... And it's also, is it a two-bedroom?
Yes. Because
yes, why did he get a two-bedroom?
Joe had to be put out
to
pasture.
So that makes sense to me. But yeah, that totally makes sense.
I don't
it's
know.
It's crazy, but it makes
it,
sense.
It is crazy, but not as crazy as paying $600 or $6,000 to have a roommate who would take a loan out to rent a house.
With the most hated man in the world.
And Schwartz?
Schwartz is trying to separate himself so hard, and it's not going great for him because he can't, like, cut the cord.
But he's being so mean to Sandoval, too.
I know!
He has those cutting jabs at him.
They'd call us nimcompoops, bro. I was a little confused why Lisa was, like, annoyed with Tom at saying, I thought that he was in a better place. And then, like, but weeks ago, she's like, everybody be nice to Tom. He's going to kill himself. Like, which one is it, Lisa?
I don't. You know what's funny is I really don't need Lisa on this show ever.
No.
It's sort of like.
I don't like it when she's on it. It's like Patricia
it's sort of
on Southern
hot
Charm.
Take about Patricia on Southern Charm. Yeah. It's like, I don't need her around. And when she's around, I hate kind of like the phony reverence everyone has for them. I guess it's because, like, I don't have any respect for those people.
It kind of feels a little too much like, can we stay in at recess and have lunch with the teacher for me?
Yeah.
Brown nosing?
But we did get. Or that, yeah. We did get a classic James Kennedy read-a-thon where James goes to tell Sandoval that he is not going to open for him at the El Rey. Number one, insulting. To open
had
for
he,
Tom Sandoval's band.
Had he made up his mind before
no, because
conversation?
He said,
I
but he
think
said in an interview
so.
That the El Rey was iconic and he considered it.
Yeah, I thought he changed his mind
totally.
Based on that conversation.
It was a dick-off, and it was beautiful.
And James was bigger.
Yes, and he had supportive evidence towards how big he was, and it was great.
When Sandoval clearly called him there to say, let's complain about Raquel, And James said, I'm not going to do that with you. So then Tom punishes him by saying, she hoped that you couldn't get sober. And then James just slaps him across the face with a, well, she said she never loved you. And then gives him like a smack on the back.
And she never gotten over me.
It's funny because Sandoval, like, Sandoval's whole thing is that he wants to move on. And he's always complaining that, like, Ariana and, like, Sheena, they won't move on.
But what shirt is he wearing in this scene, Alex?
Dipped out. Was it a dipped out shirt?
Yes. Yeah. He's wearing a shirt that says dipped out. He made merch.
And, but when he talks to, like, James and Schwartz, all they're telling him is to move on. Like, with every person, he plays it wrong with every specific person.
He really does. He's really bad at this. You think he could be a little bit better? Sandoval is just shocking. And I do really like that he said, go press on your buttons to James, referring to his DJing skills, the week that James played a set at the Coachella after party, I think. Yeah. With Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce in the audience.
And to undermine James's musical ability after we saw him sing moments before, after we saw Sandoval sing minutes before.
And we even got a smoke machine at practice.
Yeah.
If you gotta fluff it up at practice, did you guys see the backup singer wince when Sandoval was hitting his falsetto notes?
So good.
Lala asking to do her sperm party at Ariana's house is such a fucking bitch move after even saying all of the stuff behind her back.
Mm-hmm. Lala's a mess this season. I also loved the sperm, the donor pick party, because instead, you know, her big thing is by, like, she doesn't want to have a kid with a man because Randall ended up being so shit. So instead, she's going to invite friends that she currently hates to help pick out the baby's donor.
Well, she wants the babies to have, like, something in common, you know what I mean? She hates Rand. Ariana. He made that one. She's mad at Katie. This one.
Yeah.
Sandoval, this, like, totally grossed me out. So Sandoval and Tom go to meet Lisa. I know we're kind of jumping around. And they're pitching new drinks to bring to Tom brunch. And they're bringing these drinks from home.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And I thought maybe it was just, like, the little test demo. But then on the day of the actual brunch, Tom Schwartz walks in with a cantina of shots. Ew.
Yeah, I was so surprised.
You can't
Lisa
do
let
that.
Fly. Because you think that he would say, like, oh, I just juiced him in the kitchen, or, oh, I did this over at my other bar, because they're not allowed to say Schwartz and Sandy's. You know, like, give us something to make us feel this is health department approved. Because now every time I go into TomTom, I'm going to think I'm going to get food poisoned.
I'm going to be like, gross.
Yeah.
Because I know what both of their houses look like, and I don't want to put anything in my body that has been there. I did really, really love. So we have Sandoval arriving to this event during the actual event in another women's suit from Zara. And I feel like Tom Sandoval is such a literal wolf in sheep's clothing. Like, he's like, look, man, I'm cool with women. I'm dressed like a woman. I'm safe.
I painted my fingernail.
Yeah. I couldn't ruin your life. I'm wearing a little necklace.
So true.
It's like, I'm woman approved. It's the same reason that dudes, like, put pictures of themselves with women on Tinder. Like, I am female approved. I am safe to be around. I do love that Tom's already feeling so beaten up after the Rachel podcast. And then Sheena comes over to, not so subtly or smoothly, plug her song Apples.
Have you guys listened to Apples? Oh, okay.
I haven't yet.
It could be anyone. Sheena didn't have to be the one to sing it. It doesn't even sound like Sheena in the slightest. But my favorite line from it is, narcissistic psycho, cut you out like lipo.
They're really pushing the Jetta line, though. We had Sheena practicing it on her phone, and then that's the line that she goes and tells Tom about. I don't know. Like, I didn't think it was, like Julia said, none of it's that great.
Yeah, but that's the great thing about Sheena. She's really, I think that, I'm curious to see how I think of all the cast members, I'm the most curious to see how she plays the reunion.
Yes.
How much she leans into, like, the Ariana side or the Lala side. Because all I hear is that Lala's the MVP of the reunion, so I don't
Sheena's
know what she's going to do.
She'll pick Lala.
Are we ready for awards?
Yes.
All right, my award is a Detective Doty Award, and I am giving this to all the Redditors who tried to slow down and lip read Jax's mouth to try to figure out who the director was.
You again,
no Elizabeth. Way. I'm sorry, Alex. All right, Alex, what's your award?
The Detective Doty Award for me trying to figure out who the director is.
All right, Julia, let's see if you have anything original.
Which, by the way, my pick is Mick G. It's on record. It's Mick G.
Alex, I googled him. I honestly think you're on to something huge with this.
Yes, I think so too.
Okay, my Tom from Bridget Jones' Diary award goes to Sheena Shea. And as, of course, we all know because we watch the show every Christmas, Tom from Bridget Jones' Diary is the gay friend who is a 90s pop icon and or an 80s pop icon and realized that one hit record is all he needed to get him laid for the whole decade. And I give this to Sheena Shea, who is really making good as gold. Like, this is a 10-year-old song. So Sheena Shea has good as gold famed herself for a whole decade. So congratulations, Sheena.
That's right. Got her with John Mayer, allegedly.
All right, Alex. Well, I just looked up Michelle's Instagram. She doesn't follow McG, but she does follow Michael Bay.
Okay, so it's Michael Bay. Then it's Michael Bay. That solves it.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you, Elizabeth.
Anytime.
You can catch new episodes of the Don't Be All Like Uncool podcast every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Podbean. You can also follow us on Instagram at @likeuncoolpodcast. Remember to rate, review, subscribe, and mention it all.